Friends, in this portion of God's Word in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the Apostle Paul is speaking about to the Corinthians that marriage is an institution of God. It is a blessing from the Lord for the happiness and enjoyment of a man and a woman. And yet, in the context that he's speaking here, he's saying that there are certain times, and here there was a time of persecution, great time of distress, he said that it was advisable if people were to be unmarried. Of course, in times of persecution and war and such things, it is a more practical thing to remain single. But then he goes on to say that this is not always the case. This is not always possible. And he is saying here that we ought to think seriously about our own personal circumstances. We cannot stand in judgment of why a person is getting married or a person remains single, but we all are to give ourselves to the Lord. And we are not the fit judges of others. But he goes on to speak about the fact that in all of these things we ought to keep ourselves holy and dedicated to the Lord. And he goes on in verses 10 onwards. He speaks about the issue of mixed marriage and the matter of divorce as well. It says here in verses 10 onwards, it says that these people are married. Unto the married I command ye not, I, but the Lord. Let not the wife depart from her husband. What's this situation? What's this context that he's speaking about? He's speaking about a situation where, let's say that the wife has been converted and the husband isn't converted, or vice versa. And the question was, is that marriage valid? Is it right? Should this woman or a man remain in this situation when they are unyoked? And the apostle says, of course it is. It is an institution of God. And we should not depart. And if a person departs, they cannot remarry again, the scripture says here. Marriage, you see, is a very holy thing. It is of divine institution. But in the day that the Apostle Paul was talking about, on the smallest of things, at someone's whim, as it is today, we have in our society no-fault divorce. That someone just decides, I'll just divorce my spouse. And here, at that time, it was very common among both Jews and the Gentiles, on the very slight sort of pretext to divorce the husband or the wife. And here the Lord is raising up the standard. And he says, no, not at all. And there are certain points. And so here is the issue of desertion that is described. And then the apostle says that we ought to seek to do good to our spouses, even if they are unconverted. We ought to labor in love for them, pray for them, and be a blessing to them. And the scripture says to live peaceably with all men, and to good to all men. And so we are bound in this way, dear friends. And so he goes on to speak about something that oftentimes it is used out of context. And he says, if your marriage wasn't valid, then your children would be born out of wedlock. Your children are holy. And that has nothing to do with baptizing your child, but it has everything to do with the fact that the marriage stands. It is a holy marriage. It is acceptable by God. Of course, a Christian ought not to marry a non-Christian. The scripture says they must be married in the Lord. But in a context where one of the spouses is converted after they are married, that marriage cannot be dissolved. And so we should do all that we can to love, to pray for, to be patient, and to care for our unconverted spouse. And so he goes on to say, for what knowest thou, in verse 16, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband, or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? So he's speaking about the fact that the Lord calls us to peace, and we are to conduct ourselves as Christians with our unconverted spouses. And may the Lord bless all of you, friends, who are married to an unconverted person. Love them, pray for them, live peaceably with them. Because the Lord Jesus, who came to bring peace, he calls us to peace also. May God bless his word. Let us pray.